Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Trauma of Everyday Life, written by Mark Epstein, M.D., read by Walter Dixon. Chapter 1. The Way Out is Through. For the first 10 years of my work as a psychiatrist, I did not think much about trauma. I was in my 30s, and many of the people I worked with were not much older than I was. In the first flush of my marriage, most of my efforts were directed toward helping my patients find and achieve the kind of love and intimacy they wanted and deserved. In retrospect, I should have been alerted to the ubiquity of trauma by the fact that 3 of the first patients I ever cared for were young women on an inpatient psychiatric ward who each attempted suicide after breaking up with their boyfriends. Their experiences were all similar. The stability and security they were counting on suddenly vanished. The earth moved, and their worlds collapsed. While I helped them to recover, it took me many more years to understand that their reactions were far from unique. They were impulsive, young, vulnerable, and full of unrealistic expectations, but they were being forced to deal with an uncomfortable truth that we all have to face in one form or another. Trauma is an indivisible part of human existence. It takes many forms, but spares no one. 10 years into my therapy practice, 3 women in their early 30s came to see me within 3 months of one another. Each of their husbands had dropped dead. One left in the morning to ride his mountain bike and had a heart attack. One lay stricken on the tennis court, and one did not wake up in the morning. Each of these women's losses challenged my therapeutic approach. They had already found the love and intimacy I was endeavoring to help my patients achieve. They needed something.